Alright, everybody, it's bonus time. It's your boy Isaac. And this is only for the supporters. Because, well, quite frankly, a supporter asked for this. And I did not want to disappoint. I combed through many hard drives. You know, this used to be on YouTube, too, by the way. And, for legal purposes, we'll say I found it on YouTube. What you're about to hear is a show I did. Oh man, it's so bad. Back in June of 2015, okay? I went to SiriusXM Studios in Los Angeles. And in the studio, I was on, there's a channel, right? A channel called Shade 45. It's Eminem's channel. And there's a guy named Rude Jude. If you were an old turd like me, you remember the 90s, the Jenny Jones show? Well, Rude Jude got famous on there because they had him on there and he would just, I don't know, kind of hate on Pee Wee, just be rude. He's pretty funny, if you're into that kind of humor. If you're into people putting you down, which I am, why not? And I went to discuss my book that I had just written at the time called Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, because it talked all about conspiracies and hip-hop and the idea of blood sacrifice and all the famous, you know, people that died in the music industry and generally rap, music, hip-hop, R&B, that kind of thing. And ironically, this show you're about to hear is... It was when Bobby Christina, you know, Whitney Houston's daughter, she was still on life support, which was really bizarre because Whitney Houston was in my book because of all the bathtub symbolism, right? Like, she died in a very strange circumstance. I've talked about it many, many times. I won't bore you to death with it again. If you haven't heard it, it's in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, all the talk about the bathtub with how she died in the as the passage of the goddess. And then her daughter dies in the same way. Very strange. Now, I listened to this audio, and you're going to notice, you're going to be like, wow, that doesn't even sound like you, Isaac. And that's kind of what I thought, too. Because I had started this podcast, I believe it was 2014 that I started it, but I barely podcasted. I mean, it was like once a month, maybe. I wasn't really into it. I liked writing. And the speaking and the flow and the idea of sort of defending conspiracy theories was definitely not a strong suit of mine. And you can hear it on the show. I'm very nervous. I was nervous as hell. I was sitting in the studio a foot away from Rude Jude. And I listened to Rude Jude's show like every day. It's called the All Out Show on SiriusXM. And shout out SiriusXM. I'm a proud paying member of SiriusXM. Anyhow, Rude Jude, he was real cool to me, right? It was a real cool experience. I talked about it. I actually wrote a revised version of Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, which is the version, the edition that you would get now if you bought it today. Talking about my time on the show there. But when I listened to it in hindsight, I think, wow, I sounded pretty arrogant, to be honest. And the reason why, and this is my excuse for it, because I remember... Going in, I don't want to air people's names out. Someone on the inside told me, like, be careful, this is a hack job. So I kind of knew going in that, like, okay, this is probably going to be kind of sticky. I mean, it's first off, like, that's the show, the All Out Show. They do a segment called Hate It or Love It where people will send in their rap songs, and then they'll have the audience participate and tell the guy to go kill himself because it's kind of funny, to be honest. But anyway, that's it's a combative crowd. And I mean, Rude Jude is the host, right? That's his name, Rude Jude. But I could tell when I got in the studio, I was like, ooh boy, this is going to be a hack job. And then it happened. So I just tried to have fun with it. And at the end, you'll hear how you'll hear after the end, they'll even mention that there were callers that supported my theories, but they didn't let them through. They let the combative callers through, okay? Because again, that's the show. That's what makes it entertaining. That's every time I've had a close brush with the big entertainment business, that's how it goes, right? They want the conspiracy guy to look like the crazy guy, It just makes for good entertainment to hear people like roasting me. And that's kind of what happens. The show, let's see, what else can I tell you about it? I already told you it's a tough crowd. And you can even hear like when they introduce the skit, you hear the like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, the X-Files kind of music, because it's like a spoofy thing, which is ironic and funny at the same time, because little did we know, 6 years later, we would all be living in a conspiracy. 5 years later, excuse me, 2020. And I would argue that all those people that called in to tell me how stupid I was have had a change of heart. I would argue that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I think there was this massive shift and great awakening. And Rude Dude himself even has espoused some conspiracy here and there, because I follow him still. And especially when it comes to the Wuhan flu. He's definitely a conspiracy theorist on that. Anyway, but behind the scenes, Rude Jude, he was actually very cool to me. I brought a copy of his book, Hyena, and he signed it for me. And what's funny, and you know what? If I remember, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to post a photo on my Instagram of what he signed to me. It's actually kind of funny. Yeah, why not? I'm going to post it on the Instagram. Like and subscribe. Isaac Weishaupt on Instagram. Link in the show notes as always. But what's funny is, you know, he's at times co-opts these conspiracy theories when he listens to his show and stuff. But then he kind of scoffs at the idea of a Bohemian Grove on the show. And he does this thing. And you'll get this from the mainstreamers. They want you to sort of be this all-in, insane-o conspiracy tinfoil person. They want that archetype because that's by design. They need us to look bad. And that's how it goes. So, like, anytime I've been on one of these major shows and I've said something to the effect of, like, look, I don't know this for sure. This is what it looks like to me. They don't like that. They dig in. They want you to believe it wholeheartedly and, like, sorry, like, the world isn't black and white. It's a lot of shades of gray. And there's only so much we can prove when the handlers control the dissemination of information. In fact, I talked about, not to pat myself on the back too hard here, but you'll hear at a certain point in the show, we talk about Kanye West. And I talked about how I think Kanye West was exposed to the Illuminati. And then not even a year and a half later, after I recorded this show publicly, Kanye West had that breakdown and got MKUltra'd at the hospital in Cali after they put Kim K in the bathtub, right? See how it all fits together? The Get Whitney Houston, Killer in the Bathtub, Passage of the Goddess. Bobby Christina, her daughter, Killer in the Bathtub, Passage of the Goddess. Kim Kardashian, she gets robbed at this celebrity hotel where none of the cameras were working, apparently. They put her in the bathtub, threaten to kill her. Kanye knows the whole script. He knows what's going on. He knows he's in touch with some dark arts here. And he freaks out because it's too much. Like, it wasn't just that Kim K got robbed. It was that this Illuminati blood sacrifice ritualistic thing going on. And in Sacrifice, I talked about how Kanye said his mother died for this. On the night he took the mic from Taylor Swift, that was a big public humiliation ritual. In fact, I was even kind of perusing this idea, because just recently, within the last couple months, one of the robbers who robbed Kim Kardashian wrote a book. And I'm going to read you a line from that book. Kardashian later told police the men, at least one of whom was wearing a jacket with a police insignia, tied her up with plastic cables and adhesive tape before placing her in the bathtub. So there we have it. We have the official word that happened, because that event, some news sources said she was in the bathtub, some did not, but there you go, straight from the horse's mouth. They put her in the bathtub. Threatening her life, I would argue, to be ritualistically sacrificed for this occult, hidden dark arts people. But we'll do that. Then we kind of get into it. Then the callers call in. You'll hear they're generally pretty stupid. I'll let you come to your own judgment, though. Maybe you'll be like, you know what? They're right, Isaac. You're an idiot. Maybe. That's fine. But how fun is it that I'm sure all of these deniers and haters have changed their mind? And contrary to what one of the callers said, he says, I was jammed in a locker in eighth grade. I was never jammed in a locker. One of the guys from the football team did come at me, like, near my face and, like, punch the locker right next to my face, scared the crap out of me, because I was just a little guy, big aggressive jock coming at me. And then, ironically, within 2 years, I was actually working with that jock at a car wash, and we became friends. And then I followed him for a while on Facebook for many years, and he was a DJ in Europe or something. I don't know. Anyway, good times, right? We all fall short of the glory of God. But you hear one of the callers agrees with me, thank God. And you can hear how Jude is dismissing him, but I would argue, if you played that same opinion today, a lot more people would understand and agree with me. In fact, one of these callers, they said Crowley was never even in the OTO. I mean, come on. Come on, people. Anyhow, here's the show. Without further ado, Emily wanted, here you go. I found it. On, quote unquote, on YouTube. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We take a listen. Hope you enjoy it. A blast from the past, if you will. Don't hold my arrogance against me. It was my defense mechanism because it got real ugly real quick. All right, here you go.
All right, we got Isaac Weishaupt of IlluminatiWatcher.com. You wrote a couple books. One of the books deals with conspiracy theory in rap music.
That's right.
What's the name of that book, sir?
Sacrifice. Magic Behind the Mic.
All right, so you actually listen to Shade 45, right?
You're, yes, like, sir, every day. Every day, right, when I get off work.
So you're listening to Shade 45, and as a conspiracy person, what are you hearing in the lyrics that gives you pause?
If you look at some of the lyrics from, well, to back it up a little bit, you have to kind of know some of the history behind this quote-unquote Illuminati. Used to do a lot of people used to worship pagan deities, and you know, the reptilian stuff that comes from the idea that they used to do serpent worship.
Oh, they used to worship snakes.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, the oldest form of worship was found in a cave in Botswana 60,000 years ago. They found these relics of serpent worship. So anyways, yeah, so you know, thousands of years they're worshiping pagan deities, serpents, all this stuff. And then Jesus Christ come along, and then we started shifting over to monotheism, worshiping one God. So these pagans and, you know, reptilian shapeshifter types,
oh my God,
had to go underground. I'm not going to go into the shapeshifters, I promise you. Because I'm a little iffy on that. I'm actually a borderline skeptic on a lot of this stuff.
You're iffy on shapeshifting? That's cool.
I guess iffy is...
All right. Okay. So, all right.
So these groups had to go underground, basically.
Bring me up to rap. How does rap tie in with this shit?
So in the book, I go through different avenues of manipulation found particularly within rap music. For example...
Break it down.
Back when it started... It was a deal where in the day rooms they would have a DJ playing the music and then a rapper, and the DJ would make the call as to whether or not a rapper was worthy enough to take that microphone. And that's how it went. There was a kind of an equal part relationship there. But then the first commercialization of rap music was the Sugar Hill Gang. And on that, I wasn't around back then.
Dude, but. Come on, man. What, like, you're not, you haven't sold me yet.
So, all right. So there was Genovese crime family money involved in marketing that song. And that was when the manipulation started. And since then, it's gone the way of all the music has. Like, for instance, a lot of the classic rockers, they worship or they talk about Aleister Crowley. He's this occultist.
Yeah.
And he's just one in a long line of people in this quote-unquote Illuminati that try to make contact with these fallen spirits.
So what are rappers doing?
They're doing what they're told to do.
By who?
by the Illuminati. You know, it's the theory. And
like,
I'm just
who gives them a call? Like, what are they? They got. Come on, Isaac. All right. So rappers are. When does the Illuminati hit up a rapper?
Okay. So when does Illuminati? So I don't know how that works because I'm not on the inside of the music industry. I'm just seeing the practices that the people who do the cult stuff are into, like magic rituals.
All right. What is a magic ritual?
So as one part of this Illuminati group, you've got these practitioners of magic ritual, like the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis. There's all these secret societies, right? And
You're shitting the bed. I'm watching you shit the bed right now.
Come on, man.
Rooting for you. Listen to the show, man.
It's not easy now. It's not something I can explain in 10 minutes.
Well,
that's why I got to write the whole book about it. But anyway, so like, there's these concepts in magic,
okay,
that you see being employed by, for instance, Jay-Z.
Okay, like what?
Jay-Z says, I can speak things into existence. That's a quote from his book. He does that. The rock diamond, which was, you know, originally a diamond, but everyone calls it a triangle, and it does look like a triangle the way they do it.
So you're saying that's the Illuminati symbol of the triangle?
Yeah, it's actually. People in politics use it called the Merkel diamond. It's a power diamond. But if it's a triangle, as some people claim, it's actually just a triangle. That's when a sorcerer is doing a magic spell, he stands within a circle while he conjures a demon up in a triangle outside of the circle. I don't believe this shit. That's what they do.
Dude, whether you fucking, I don't care if you believe it or not. You're here to explain it to me. That's
okay.
All
right.
Quit copping please for the shit. Just fucking tell me. All right.
So he'll do the symbol and Beyonce will also do the symbol.
Is that his monster? Is Beyonce the monster or is she part of it?
Now you could look at the whole idea of the goddess with the divas. Like, you'll notice that the term diva is what they use to describe these R&B singer females, right?
Yes.
That actually come from a Hindu belief system of the Devayana. It's an idea that you can take a goddess can reach enlightenment by taking a left-hand path.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Keep going, man.
You're messing me up with your X-Files music, man. So they can take this path of direct attainment of enlightenment and become a god through sacrifice of the goddess, which you'll know Whitney Houston was called one of the original divas, and she died in the bathtub, right?
Yeah, but like, come on, man, she died because of like she had drug issues.
Sure.
How come no one's killed Aretha Franklin's ass? She's like the OG diva.
Well, the drugs thing, that's a whole nother thing. We can talk about drugs because that's something that a lot of these occultists use to try to get in contact with these spirits. But if you talk about the bathtub thing.
What's the symbol of the bathtub?
The night before Whitney Houston died in that bathtub.
Okay.
Her daughter, Bobby Christina, was also found unconscious in a bathtub in that same hotel. Now, fast forward, I don't know, 5 years, whatever it is. Now, Bobby Christina pretty much died in a bathtub. She's still alive, but. So we've got the same thing. So why does that keep coming up?
Tell me.
It's because it's symbolism for the age of Aquarius. And the occultists believe that if you can sacrifice a person inside of a bathtub of water, they will cross over into hell, which is where they want to go for whatever reason.
Why do they want to go to hell?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask them.
Like, tell me the fuck. Like, what is the use of going to hell?
Well, they think Satan is their savior. They think in the traditional storyline that Satan was the one that gave us the knowledge.
He did.
Because God
and,
was.
Yeah, in the whole fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Because God wanted us, they believe God wanted us to be his servants. And Satan came down and said, here, I'm going to show you how to do things. I'm going to give you some knowledge. And now you can become your own God. You don't need God. So these people believe in this stuff. And that is where. They want to take this to the point where everyone can become God. And Aleister Crowley says this. He says, every man and woman is a star. And that's where we're heading. That's where it ends up in my research.
Yeah.
Is this new age.
Tell me.
This age, Aeon of Horus. It's the age of child worship, which also coincides with the age of Aquarius. It's a time denoted by freedom, technology, and group consciousness. which is precisely what we're witnessing in all kinds of avenues of new age works and like yoga, you know?
Yoga. They've been doing yoga, man. It's just like a billion years old, man.
Right, right. Yoga is supposed to get you in contact with the spirit realm. That's what it's for. It's supposed to reverse your kundalini spirit inside of you.
Are rappers doing yoga? Is that what this is? Jesus. 888-742-3345.
Maybe Drake's doing yoga. I don't know
who's in the rapper Illuminati. Is Drake in the rapper Illuminati?
He does that symbol with the owl.
With the owl?
Yeah. You ever notice he's got that owl, the OVO label?
But owls are just trendy.
Well, the owl is worshipped by the occultists.
All right. What about?
That's why at the Bohemian Grove they have this giant owl that they do this child sacrifice to every year at this camp where you find leaders of politics and business. They go to this boys club camp and they do this mock child sacrifice to this giant owl.
You're not helping your cause, dude.
It's a lot of stuff you gotta tie together, and it's very complex and confusing.
But like, there's a saying, like, if like with the guy with the hammer, to the guy with the hammer the world is all nails. Like, maybe you're just looking for weird shit in places just so that you can,
you know, I would
say it's
that.
Conspiracy.
I would think that, and I wish that was the case, because then I could quit reading this shit, because it's like it consumes me, because I'm reading all this literature.
I'm gonna let people talk to you.
Let's do it.
888-742-3345. Jay Skills, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, dude? What's up, guy with the name? I can't remember. Man, you guys useful as a fucking public defender, dog. Like, you ain't saying shit that I don't see on the first page of Wikipedia. Like, is this hated or loved? Like, for real, man, if you wrote this shit in your book, dog, that was a real waste of paper and a waste of ink. You haven't kicked my dude not one cent related to hip-hop. You going from yoga to owls and shit, bro. Like, I could, if I wanted that, I could look at fucking Sun T and the fucking National Geographic or something, dog. Say something related to hip-hop, bruh. You ain't saying shit, but Jay-Z throws up the rock. Motherfucker, we know that, but that's also a sorority symbol, man. What the fuck are you getting at here, dog? Why are you there?
So it's not an easy thing to understand and explain in 5 minutes, but obviously, if you want some specifics...
Maybe you should have had a more concise argument. That's all I'm saying. Maybe like...
There's no conciseness about it. I mean, we're talking thousands of years of history and occult knowledge.
Oh my God.
And we talked about 10 minutes of academic prosperity that you ain't even capitalizing on. You'd rather come here and talk some bullshit that we already heard before, dog. Not good.
Mr. Skills.
I'm hungry.
You gotta quit talking if you want to hear some shit. Listen, man.
Tell him about the owl, son. Tell him about the owl.
Now listen, man.
Fuck
so Jay-Z.
Owl, man. Fuck the owl, bro. Fuck Jay-Z. What the fuck are you talking about?
Now look.
Your book got is bird. And,
so
and
you be talking and not listening. That's why you don't know shit, bro.
I've been listening
listen.
Long enough, bro.
Jay-Z.
You've been talking long enough.
Don't okay, so Jay-Z, what's Jay-Z's nickname? What's Jay-Z's nickname?
Give me one.
You're gonna say the Jehovah thing?
It's Hova. What's Beyonce's nickname? Beezus. What's Kanye West's nickname? Jesus. They all think they're God. They all think they're becoming God. It's an occult belief system.
I know a little Mexican around the corner named Jesus. They swear his name's Jesus. What the fuck are you talking about, dog?
Oh man, I don't know. You just keep doing what you're told to do, bro.
Are they sacrifice? What are these rituals? What are the rituals that are going? We're gonna actually. You know what? Let's play a song and come back. 888-742-3445. Jeff, hold tight, boss, hold tight.
This is the All Out Show on Shade 45.
We are back with Isaac Weishaupt of IlluminatiWatcher.com. He wrote a book about how hip hop is controlled by the Illuminati.
That's right.
How do you stop from being controlled by the Illuminati? You listen to Shade 45 every day.
Yeah, I put that tinfoil hat on when I listen.
That's what keeps it going? All right. We just came out of, I think Kanye West was rapping. You said that he's in the Illuminati.
No, I actually think he's been exposed to some kind of insider stuff, but he seems to float on both sides of the argument. For instance,
break it down.
When he was on that Charlemagne and and Sway interviews maybe, I don't know, it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The media blasted on him, made it sound like he was ranting and he was crazy, but I listened and I read through the transcript of what he said. And he says in there that we're controlled by symbols. We're controlled by a Nike sign. And the symbols are precisely what they use.
What are the rituals. Symbols? What are the symbols they use? I've noticed a couple years ago it got quite popular to have the upside down crucifixes and shit and right. clothing.
You even had Yellow Wolf on here at one time and he was talking about how there's this satanic movement in hip hop and how it's this whack movement that's going on right now.
Yes.
So any kind of inversion is important because that they believe that symbols hold a certain energy. So when you see a high profile ritual such as the Super Bowl, where you've got the most people in the world watching one event at one time, that's a huge collection of energy. So when Beyonce does the triangle manifestation, that works into what they call the collective subconscious.
Okay.
That's a concept by Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud come up with that kind of stuff. The archaic remnants, they call it sometimes. It's basically this idea that we've got, that we're in.
They plant a seed into your.
Plant a seed. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, because back in the day, you know, hundreds of years ago, our society, we thought we were more in touch with the universe, whereas now science has pushed us to the point where people don't understand how the thing works.
Who's the? All right, so Jay-Z, Kanye West, Beyonce, Drake, because he has the owl.
Sure. Yeah, and Jay-Z, he's got a lot of... So if you want to talk about why they do this, it all goes back to magic and occult ritual magic.
Magic?
It goes to the magic, yes. And I'm not talking about the stage magic like David Copperfield. This goes back to the Egyptian Hermetic mystery schools. They taught mythology that there was a deity named Thoth, and he invented music. And Osiris used the music to control the world. And they've kept this secret knowledge into this underground Illuminati group. So they're using music and symbols to push their agenda. Now, why I say that Jay-Z is in the Illuminati or he knows something about this is because he says it himself. He talks about how he's possessed by the spirits. He does that triangle deal.
Why would you say that shit? Like, if I was in the Illuminati, I would never say I'm in the Illuminati.
Well, they expect people like, you know, the caller that was just on to just ignore it. That's the social programming. It's a social programming to think, to scoff at conspiracy theories because you have this exact problem. Because
you're not that good at explaining them. That's why, motherfucker. You came over here with some shapeshifters and shit trying to talk to me about owls and fucking snakes and caves in Africa.
I usually got to talk for like an hour or two in these podcasts to explain the whole agenda.
Let's go to Jeff in Detroit. Jeff.
Yo, what up, though, dude? Get this dude off the air. He don't know what the fuck he is talking about. First of all, if he's going to talk about the sacrifices that they made to get into the industry, tell him about how 50 Cent was already signed to Jam Master Jay under his record label. Then all of a sudden, Jam Master Jay gets shot up. Boom, 50 blows up under Interscope and on Shady Records. Tell him about that shit. Tell him about how Puffy had to get had to lose Biggie to make it big in the industry and all that shit. He ain't talking about shit. Get him off the air, dude. This dude's a scam artist.
I got a whole chapter on the sacrifices. Left Eye was the big one. That was the high-profile ritual they filmed the documentary about it.
She was already on, dude. You can't say nothing about Left Eye. Left Eye died in a plane accident. That plane was
going to... You're talking about Aaliyah, dude.
Tell me about Left Eye. Why is Left Eye...
So Left Eye, I'm talking about all these occult practices. We're talking about yoga and numerology.
Man, quit talking about yoga, man. Just get to the fucking story.
So Left Eye goes down to Honduras to cleanse herself. She didn't say from what, to cleanse herself. She goes down there. They're doing yoga. She's talking about numerology. They're driving one day. They hit a little boy and kill him. She says on this documentary, I feel the spirit coming after me. I was supposed to die. And she's clutching the boy's shoes, the dead boy's shoes. That's a contagion magic. She brought the spirits to her, and she even says it.
By holding on a dead boy's shoes, she brought the spirits to her.
That's right.
I'm not here to question you. I'm just trying to bring this
along.
That's what they believe.
It's a similar theory to Lord of the Rings. When they got the ring, it brings the spirits to them. Anyways, that's what they believe.
Why do you keep copying? Like, why are you on here if you don't believe it?
Oh, I believe that they believe it.
Okay. All right.
So she's clutching the boy's shoes.
All right.
And she spray paints the all-seeing eye of Horus on her wall, because the left eye, her name, comes from more, without going into it, that comes into more ancient Egyptian mythology stuff.
Did you think she knew that as a fucking teenager in Atlanta?
Someone gave her that name.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
Someone gave her that name, and it's the left eye is the moon goddess eye, and the sacrifice of the moon goddess is an occult ritual. That's why Princess Diana died in a tunnel, the Pont Dalma tunnel. Pont Dalma means passage of the goddess. They kept her in that tunnel for 90 minutes after the car crash before they took her to the hospital, because they needed her to die in there as a sacrifice.
What do you do, man? You just like sit around at the crib like late night, just in your drawers eating cereal and shit. Fucking,
I wish.
Fucking tinfoil on your head.
I wish.
Shitting into a cup. What do you do, man? Like, really?
No, man. That's the way it goes, though.
All right, so let me follow you.
All right.
Left eye was a sacrifice because she hit a boy and took his shoes, and they named her Left Eye. And then Princess Diana was stuck in a tunnel.
Well, I mean, you can oversimplify it like that, sure. But on that video, on the documentary they were filming about Left Eye, you'll notice that when she has the fatal accident, she's handling tarot cards.
Oh, she's playing with tarot cards?
Which is even more stuff. That's more Aleister Crowley occultist stuff, basically, without going too overboard.
Let's go to let's holler at some more people. We have Jamie in Ann Arbor.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to know, what's your psychiatric history?
It's good.
It's good. His shit's on fleek. Does anyone in your family have schizophrenia or anything like that?
His psychiatric history is YOLO. His shit is so YOLO.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he sounds like one of my patients, or several of them. Like, the delusions and loose associations, like that. You know, you might want to...
See, you guys are demonstrating the social programming at work right here.
Social programming. Okay.
Social programming.
From the Illuminati? Is that what?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You know how
the devil wants you to believe that he's not real, and he's doing a damn good job of it right now.
Illuminati delusion is so common. It's right up there with, like, stealing Drake lyrics. No. You need to get checked out, dude.
All right, man. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid. It's all good. I don't need people to believe it. I believe that this is going on.
And are you afraid for your life?
To some extent. I've had a death threat before, yeah.
From who?
I don't know the exact person who it was. It came by anonymously on an email, you know.
What'd they say?
I don't remember the exact verbiage of it.
You don't remember your death threat? Fucking death threat.
It was some Muslim stuff.
Oh, it was a Muslim guy?
Yeah.
What do the Muslims have to do with the Illuminati?
I have no idea. I don't even want to speak on it because I have no idea.
You're scared. They put the fear of God in you, bro. Illuminati got your ass. Let's go to 9 in Fort Worth.
Man, listen. This dude is making up a whole bunch of bullshit. First of all, Left Eye's name didn't come from no fame. It come from a damn eye being off. That's what the fuck Left Eye came from. Second of all, your damn theories are so fucking vague that anybody can say that shit. All you do is come on here and do the whole little Machiavelli 7-day theory. What it is if you throw up a symbol, and that symbol is, if you listen to what Kanye did, that's all you're fucking doing. Then you go back and contradict it. I don't know, man. I'm just here to give you a show. Don't say that shit, and then cop a please right after that. You're actually just fucking making up shit because you just want some fucking airtime because you were jammed in a damn locker when you was an eighth grade ass. That's all that shit comes from, man.
Isaac, were you jammed in a locker eighth grade?
No, sir.
Was Tupac killed by the Illuminati?
Tupac knew he was going to die before it happened. And that's why I go into the book. Quincy Jones is some kind of gatekeeper because he's always got 6 degrees of separation with these people and their deaths. Example.
So stay away from Quincy Jones?
I guess so. So Tupac was dating Quincy Jones' daughter, Kidada Jones,
yes,
when he died. They were engaged. And Tupac had a lot of bad things to say about Quincy Jones. And he was letting it be known that he didn't like him.
Okay.
And before he left for Vegas, that when he died, you know, Kidada said, he said they had a conversation about how he was going to take a bulletproof vest with him because he didn't feel right.
Mm.
And she begged him to take it. And he said, no, Vegas is too damn hot. Damn. So he knew something was going on.
Who else has Quincy Jones touched?
Michael Jackson. He produced Michael Jackson's big records.
Thriller.
And he proceeded to talk about how Michael Jackson is his brother and this, that.
And
right after Michael Jackson dies, he immediately sues the Michael Jackson estate. And before Michael Jackson died, LaToya Jackson was saying, they're going to kill Michael. They're going to kill him for the money.
Who else? Yeah, Quincy Jones. So far, you got two people.
Well, now, hang on, now.
Look at he brought in this little yellow piece of paper that you could be crazy. Like the doctor said, you got a yellow piece of paper the size of an envelope with like 1,000 things written in microscopic.
There's a lot of, you know, if we're only talking for 10, 20 minutes, there's a lot of directions this shit can go because it does get crazy and it gets deep.
What was the most surprising thing you learned about the Illuminati in hip hop?
So they practice sex magic, which I heard you had a guest on recently, some kind of priest of something sex, and he was talking about sex magic. I haven't heard it yet, but anyways, there's this sex magic ritual stuff that they do, and supposedly, from what I'm reading online, allegedly, Jay-Z puts on these Dionysian orgies. And Dionysian stuff is basically what the left-hand pathers do, or the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call them. They do Dionysian things like drum circles or take drugs in order to lower their consciousness level in order for spirits to come take over.
So Jay-Z, I'm going to paint a picture here. Jay-Z brings over a couple people,
mm-hmm.
and they play drums and do drugs, and then they bang each other.
Sounds good. Yeah, eyes wide shut.
Are dudes banging each other too? Are they butt fucking each other?
Yeah, that's actually key in a lot of the sex magic ritual that Aleister Crowley come up with.
You got to butt fuck one another too?
Yeah. See, the whole concept is you have to take, it's called antinomian, is where you take norms and you have to
invert them
and go against them. So,
what's less normal than butt fucking rappers butt fucking each other? Do they like write what they want on a list and then wrap it around their dick and shove it in someone's butt? Like, how does this happen?
I'd love to know, but it's kept secret from me.
We're going to take a couple more phone calls.
Oh, please do.
Boss in Detroit. Go ahead, boss.
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, I believe him. It started with the NWA. They came out with that gangster shit, all that shit. Then all of a sudden, Eazy-E comes up with AIDS, died in the hospital. Tupac was assassinated, man. It's been a lot deeper than what he's explaining it to you. They brainwashed us to think that we could sell dope and this and that, and it's fucking with our youth.
This Absolutely.
They had meetings, a backroom meeting with NWA in them, and the motherfuckers came out. This is the truth, Jim.
Go ahead, boss.
Boss. That's why my motherfucking wife is all in jail. Ain't got no brain because we following this rap shit. Then, that's why none of the kids, everybody want to be a motherfucking rapper and drops out of motherfucking school. It destroyed our culture. Hip hop destroyed our culture, and they knew it. Right. They knew it, and they brought it. They brought it to us. That's why they changed it at the beginning, and they said that's something we can get these people in trouble with and get them.
All right, but like, look, thank you, boss.
Yeah,
they come from an area where it's a high risk lifestyle as it is. Like, sure. It's what's so surprising at people that are coming, like, this is what happens to broke people. They end up going to jail, getting shot, and getting diseases. This is not Illuminati. This is just, that's how it goes.
Sure, but why do they push it? Why do they campaign it? If you look at,
'cause it sells. Danger sells. People like danger. People like, why do people go see fucking action adventure movies? They like that shit.
Yeah, this is a violent culture, sure.
Let's go to Cary in North Carolina. Go ahead, Cary. Hold on 1 second, Cary. I clicked the wrong line. The Illuminati made me click the wrong line, Cary. That's
precisely what happened.
Cary.
Yeah, hey, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's trying to connect dots when there are no fucking dots. He goes from one thing to another that doesn't make any sense. Aleister Crowley and the Illuminati, he could even make it in the OTO. And has this idiot ever been to the Bohemian Girls himself?
Oy vey. You're saying Aleister Crowley couldn't make it in the OTO?
I don't even know what the fuck
he ran
that
shit.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in New York. Hello, Matt.
Yo, Jew, what's up?
Go ahead.
It sounds like, man, that you kind of want to give this guy a chance and want to believe him. I just feel like he's not putting forth the best information about this kind of stuff, you know?
He's clearly like crazy.
I feel like if this stuff were true, we jumped right into the deep end, though. I feel like if this were true, they would want you to focus on the conspiracy part of the theory and not on the fact that if these people do exist, you know, there are cabals out there putting together billions of dollars to 1%, these huge corporate conglomerations. They want you to focus on the sex magic, the whatever, you know?
I think you guys are just making, like, you guys are really,
well,
like,
well,
really?
If you want to look at the, so we jumped right into the deep end, but the book, I start out with the more rational stuff.
And then you go, well, that's boring. I want to hear the deep end shit. No, I want to hear about Quincy Jones. You can build an argument.
You can build the argument from it.
Let's go to D. Brown in Mississippi. Go ahead, D. Brown.
Yo, what's up, man? I think this guy has a little hidden pseudo racism within him, man, because he seems like he's trying to more or less search for an explanation as to how these African Americans got rich, so he has to supplement it with these long, drawn out, elaborate, ultra connected stories. You know what I'm saying?
That's an interesting theory, but I don't believe it.
All right. Look, man. You're going to be surprised by this, but there's people on my timeline that actually believe everything you just said.
So have them call in then. Let's get some love here.
They can't afford phones, but those guys, those are the ones that believe you. They're out of minutes, but yeah, they do believe you. So there's a few of them out there. What's your website people can go to and check you out some more?
IlluminatiWatcher.com.
IlluminatiWatcher.com. Isaac Weishaupt, what's the name of your book?
I got a few books. The one in particular, Sacrifice, Magic Behind the Mic.
Sacrifice, Magic Behind the Mic is the book. Isaac Weishaupt is the author. And it goes into, you can hear all about all the conspiracies in hip hop.
This is All Out Show on Shade 45.
Well, there you go. Hope you like that bonus show. I'm not putting that on the free feed for the free feed losers. That's only for you and I, because we're friends and you understand me. But yeah, that was the whole experience. It was pretty wild. In fact, some more behind the scenes. Before I went on the show, I was told not to mention certain rappers. I'm not going to tell you because I'm not a kiss and tell kind of guy. And I don't want to end up in the bathtub myself. But it was kind of curious to me. And I thought, well, that's very strange. And maybe it's just, you know, connection with the show, connection with Jude, with the channel. I mean, you're in the big leagues now. Like, you got to be careful. So, like, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but maybe. Yeah, Jude was mad cool. We even took a photo. Did I publish that? Maybe I'll put the photo on the Instagram, too. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'll take you down the full memory lane. I'll show you a picture of me with Jude. I'll show you a picture of what Jude signed in my book, because I still got the book. And yeah, it'll be a good time. So follow on the Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, like and subscribe. Link in the show notes as always. Yeah, Jude was mad cool. He was giving me some good words of encouragement and, you know, told me to keep it moving, you know, all that stuff. And he was mad cool. Yeah, so shout out Root Jude. If you don't follow him, he's on Instagram. He posts like once a month. I think it's One More Jude right now because he keeps getting banned. I think he does cameos too now. Anyhow. Hope you enjoyed that. That was a glimpse from the past. Oh my god, 6 years have gone by. What am I doing with my life? Anyways, hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for your support. Rockfin, VIP section, Patreon. Shout out to all my supporters out there. Hope you appreciate and enjoyed this bonus show just for you. Till next time, my friends, you know what to do. Stay woke.